Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I can guarantee you a lot of people were getting tipsy at the bar yesterday for the
Did you see Park Ave yesterday? It was littered with people in Bills gear, and every single bar was packed, and it was just... It was really something.
That's how you start a season off. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Now, let's try and help Breezy out. She asked the question, why do you root for a team nowhere near you?
Basically, and this is not for any judgment. I'm not passing judgment.
No,
I'm
no
just
one's
so curious.
Well, no one's throwing shade here, but there are a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans. There's a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans all here in the 585.
Right.
And the obviously, we're Bills fans for a reason. I grew up a Buffalo Bills fan. My brother Anthony is a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan.
So random.
Since the 90s.
Never even stepped a pinky toe in Missouri.
Never in his life. But I'll tell you, the only reason I know he's a Chiefs fan is because growing up, he loved Joe Montana, who's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, mm-hmm. who played for the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
Well, he loved Joe Montana, and so he was a Niners fan. But Joe Montana got traded to the Chiefs in like 93, 94.
Okay.
So he's been a Chiefs fan ever since.
Wild.
And now his kids, I was trying to get his nephew, Micah, or his son, my nephew, mm-hmm. Micah, to be a Bills fan. I buy him all this Bills gear for Christmas. I buy him the jersey. I buy him the gloves.
It's not cheap.
And he doesn't want anything to do with it anymore because now his father's made him a Chiefs fan. And I'm like, this is so ridiculous. But then again, what did I expect?
No,
you
for
know?
Sure. And like, I think that a lot of these situations that people find themselves in of like, oh, well, I love this team because of blank, or I love that because of like, it's always kind of the same teams. It's always the Steelers. It's always the Chiefs. We have a ton of Cowboys fans in this general area.
We do.
Dolphins, like, you know what I mean?
So yesterday, we're at my boy Dwight's house for the home opener. And we're having a blast. And all of his neighbors start coming over. One's wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband's wearing a New England Patriots crew neck,
ew.
Which nobody wanted him there.
Right.
Another person was wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey. One person, Cleveland Browns. I'm like, guys, what are we doing here? This is
not the melting pot.
Buffalo Bills party.
Right.
You all need to show your way out.
So, I guess, like, I was thinking about this because we met a ton of really cool people at Morning Show Boot Camp last month, right?
In San Diego.
And all of these people were from all across the nation, okay? So now we're following all these people on Instagram, and now that football season's back, I see some shows going to games together in their home city and just showing their hometown pride. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, it's just so crazy that our new friend Alexis is at a Seattle Seahawks game, but she lives in Seattle. You know what I mean? I think I just can't really wrap my head around all of it. And all of that makes sense. I guess I'm asking the bigger question of, if you root for a team that you live nowhere close to, why is that? And do you find it hard? You know what I mean? Like, right here in Western New York, there's an energy. There's a vibe. We're in Bill's country, Bill's mafia. Like, there
sure.
is there is a certain essence that will carry the vibes out. But when you're in a bar full of Bills fans and you're wearing your Dallas Cowboys jersey, don't you feel a little... I don't know.
No, you know, but there's a number of reasons for that, too. You have people like our boss, Mike Danger, was born and raised in Chicago. He's a huge Bears fan. Yeah, he's lived here a majority of his life. But people have roots in certain areas of the country, which is why they're fans. And then also, like you mentioned earlier, I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah.
There's people's dads who have been, like, your dad's a Cowboys fan.
Well, he was.
He was.
He was, like, growing up.
But it's people, it's like, depending on where you grew up, where you came from, or who your father maybe was a big fan of, it kind of passes itself down. Now that my nephews are Chiefs fan, right, we can thank my brother for that.
Sure.
Let me get to a call real quick. PXY, what's your name?
Matt.
Matt, talk to us.
Hey, Matt.
I am a big Seahawks fan.
Okay.
But a lot of that boils down to the fact that from 1999 through 2004, I've actually had a cousin that played for the Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, that makes sense then.
That's a really strong tie then.
What position did he play for Seattle?
I think he was like a tight end. Okay. James Hill, number 85.
And this is like a first cousin, second cousin, seventh cousin. Which one, Matt?
Basically like a second cousin.
Okay.
But I spent a lot of time with them. He actually currently lives out in Long Island right now.
Oh, really? So my question to you is, you know, he had that stint there on the Seattle Seahawks. Do you still root for them, even though he has since passed from the team?
Yeah, I still root for them. I like their jerseys. You know, again, you know, I guess the family has just kind of kept rooting for the Seahawks even after.
You like the jersey.
That is, Matt, that is such a me response. You know, I think their jerseys are pretty cute.
I do. Listen,
I like the colors.
Hey, man, I think you did right by your cousin.
You know, so, yeah, and again, for me, it's like, you know, I'm not a big football fan.
Okay.
So I'm always going to stick to something that I do know, which is, you know, again, you know, we had a family member that did play for the Seattle Seahawks.
That makes sense.
So when I do watch it, I'll always root for like that one team that I just know that the family has rooted for in the past and just feels comfortable.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Okay,
yeah,
buddy. Take
care. Have a good one, Matt.
You know, I went to Seattle for 2 weeks for work.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever been Pike's Place Market?
Literally first on my list.
Oh my God.
My bucket list. I need to go.
I loved it. I had the best time walking around a fish market. Never thought I would say that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get over to your old man here. Hey, Todd. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So you used to be a Cowboys fan?
Well, you know, back in the 70s, I grew up as a young lad, and it was America's team. You had Dallas or Roger Staubach.
Don't name names. Don't start naming names of the players from the 70s,
yeah,
Todd.
We won't know what
I can still name every player on my favorite baseball team from 72. Oh, so.
That's fantastic. That's
but
a
like
flex.
Okay, first of all, Texas is nowhere near us. Have you ever even been to Texas?
They're America's team.
Back in the day, they were the best team going, and everybody wanted to be part of America's team.
When did you stop becoming a Cowboys fan and start becoming a Bills fan?
Yeah, when was the switch?
You know, it was like sometime in college I realized, you know, I really got to get part of the local vibe, the local team. And my buddy, who's the ESPN guy, he was covering a lot of Bills games, and all my buddies were Bills fans.
Yeah, your old college roommate, Steve Levy from ESPN, right?
Yeah.
That guy's awesome. I mean, I loved watching him just report the entire Stanley Cup. But now you're a Bills fan, Todd, and finally you're on the bandwagon and you're doing right by all Western New Yorkers.
Except he didn't watch the
But
game
I'm the only guy. I was out working yesterday. I'm the only guy that I listened to it on the radio for the first probably 5 weeks that I'm out working on Sunday. I tried to call people to get their driveway done. It was like I was calling Christmas Day, for God's sakes.
You're like, don't call.
No, I can't do it today.
Can't do it today. We're having a massive party. The wings are in the fryer.
It's like Christmas morning, you know, the home opener.
But driving around town, every time they scored, I could hear the roar of canned egg was, you could hear like you're in the stadium, you know, it was like crazy.
It's insane.
Oh, we love it. All right, well, Todd, hey, go Bills, man.
Go Bills. Go Bills.
All right, we'll see you later. He's a good dude.
Good heart, good family.
Great kids. He is kind of like you in a way, though. He's constantly patting himself on the back, looking for credit.
Where do you think I get it from?
98PXY.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.